Man, let me tell y'all something. So, that nigga said, feel this. So, I smacked his ass. Soft little booty and shit. He said, feel this. I rubbed the other side. He said, now take that finger and go up the middle. I'm thinking in my head, nigga, I don't even like much messing with niggas who trying to take me to class and shit. So this shit finna be ended real fast, dead in the water, nigga. You can take me to class, nigga. I know what the fuck I'm doing. So, boom. The nigga was like, now, lick your finger and put it in the hole. So I lick my finger. I put it in the hole. He take my finger out. He suck on my finger, my middle finger. Mind you, I done been very much rubbing my nuts and shit. I'm like, okay, I guess. So, mind you, I was like, damn, I bet that shit tastes good as fuck, too. I ain't ate no breakfast. I'm hungry. Fat boy like me start rubbing his stomach and shit. So the nigga like, that shit look good, don't it? I was like, hell yeah, bro. I was like, shit, my dick get hard, nigga. I'm going up in that thing. I want to feel them walls, nigga. That nigga was like, shit, I want to taste it. I was like, what? I was like, seriously? He was like, yeah, go and put your face in it. I was like, you gonna let me eat some? I'm hungry too. He started calling me daddy, nigga. I said, oh, here we go. They already know what that daddy shit do with my dick and my whole jump, nigga. I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? So mind you, sitting there. I'm eating ass by now. I'm telling you, I ain't even get on all fours. I just bent over. Spit in the hole a little bit, licked it. He was start moaning and shit. I'm like, man, I ain't even doing nothing yet. So that nigga was like, nah, he that shit for real. He started calling me by my government name and shit. I'm like, what's up, Barry? Oh, Barry. I'm like, nigga, shut up, bro. That shit is gonna, that's not finna make me get nasty with you, bro. He was like, I don't give a fuck. Barry, eat that ass. I'm like, okay then, nigga, what's up? That's my type of nigga right there, bro. TTG, nigga, ready to go. Train and everything. Bro, when I tell you. So I start eating that ass. That nigga's like, oh, this shit good. I'm like, I already know this, nigga. I got the golden tongue, nigga. Anything I touch with this motherfucker turns straight to gold and come right back to me. Let me spin it, nigga. Write a check on that ass, nigga. I'm with it. So, boom, mind you. And nigga said, make me come. I said, okay. I said, oh, you one of them type, nigga. All I gotta do is play with your nipples, eat your booty. You finna nut. So I'm like, this nigga ain't finna nut off this, because nigga, it'll take me a minute to do some shit like that. I gotta be the bust 2-3 times. It gotta be the fourth one. I just wanna rub one out. So I'm thinking myself, nigga, I ain't finna be down here long. Psh. Man, I just left. I've been in that bitch for 2 hours and 45 minutes. Mind you, done told a nigga in the beginning, I got to take my little son to school. Take my son to school? Nigga, the boy is late by this time. You understand me? Man, I couldn't come up out the pussy. I couldn't come up out the motherfucking pussy, nigga. And then I'm sitting here thinking in my head, going back and forth with myself. Like, man, I've been sitting around here fucking with these stupid-ass straight boys. Can't make their mind up. Don't know what they want. Nigga, bitch, tranny, hoe, a fucking dirty hoe, a old sock. They don't know what the fuck they want. They stupid, indecisive asses. I'm like, man, fuck these straight. Man, fuck that shit. My phone steady going off these straight niggas texting me and a DL niggas. Man, fuck y'all. I'm going back to these sissies, nigga. These sisters know how to keep that ass right, know how to keep it clean, and they know how to sit that shit up and prop that shit up like a platter for you to eat, nigga. Steak. Fuck wrong with y'all niggas, bruh. So, mind you, I'm like, I'm eating that nigga shit, bruh. That nigga's like, he like, oh, daddy, I'm about to come. I'm like, shit, I'm gonna keep eating that shit. Boy, I ain't even pull out the real tricks on that nigga. I ain't pull out that sucking of the hole, blowing the air back up in that shit. I ain't put out none of that shit. I said, push that hole out, nigga. Like you taking the shit. Push that hole out so I can grab that motherfucker and just suck, suck, suck. That nigga pushed that hole out, bro. I went to fucking town on that shit. That nigga started yelling. That nigga pushed me off his ass. Got right in the middle of the motherfucking couch, nigga. Threw his legs behind his motherfucking head and held them there. And when I tell you push that hole out, that nigga got to screaming daddy and pushing my head down in that motherfucking shit. Nigga, I was eating ass when I was getting it in, goddamn. Fuck the bullshit you talking about. I mean, my dick rock hard, nigga. I'm showing my basketball shorts standing straight attention, nigga. Straight tension, nigga. I'm like, oh my God. This nigga wanna fuck. He gonna see how big my dick is. He gonna try to sit on that shit like old Chi used to do, nigga. I'm like, man, here we go with this bullshit. I ain't trying to fuck no nigga, man. Trying to bust no nut, nigga. I just wanna eat some ass. Shit, get a little, you know, get a little, make sure you get a little flavor on this beard and shit. Ain't no flavor been on this shit in a minute, bro. So shit, I'm sitting here like, man, then I thought about that thing. I said, nigga, this a butch queen. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Mind you, I'm holding back because I'm like, shit, with the straight boys, nigga, you got to hold their legs up, open up their ass, coach them through it, eat the ass, and jack your dick all at the same goddamn time. Nigga, y'all want too much. Y'all ain't nobody worried about that. At this point, if you let another man eat your ass, nigga, give up all that masculine shit you trying to hold on to. Nigga, you put your legs in the motherfucking air and let me do what the fuck I do, nigga, so you can enjoy that shit right, bitch. Fuck wrong with y'all. That's why y'all don't enjoy this shit right. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? You make nigga eat ass in awkward ass positions, upside down, neck be hurting, back be hurting. Hell, I got a whole car accident continuing goddamn motherfucking injuries and shit. My shit still be hurting, bitch. I gotta take pain pills. I got time to be eating ass in all them awkward ass places. Nigga, bend your motherfucking ass over and push open that motherfucking hole, nigga. That's all. Shit, ain't nobody gonna judge you, nigga. We ain't even gonna speak about it, nigga. You ain't gonna wanna speak about it once I start spitting and kissing that hole, nigga. Fuck wrong with y'all. But nah, for real though, take heed that advice though. Like, man, for real, oh fuck the bullshit. Like, how you still trying to be masculine? Nigga, you got your legs in the air. Give it up. Shit, don't nobody say nothing when y'all be trying to fuck us and shit. Hell, we put our legs in the air. We'll bend the fuck over like you tell us to. What the fuck? You ain't emasculating me, nigga. If I want some dick, you get some dick. You want to give some dick, you going to give some dick. You're not going to make me give it to you. Man, the butch queens, I miss y'all, bro. Come on back to daddy, man. Fuck that. I'm telling this nigga busting all kind of nuts. Nigga, he busting out his ass. He busting out his dick. That nigga busting nuts left and motherfucking right. Nigga, I was in there motherfucking eating that nigga ass for about 2 hours and 45 minutes. Old school. Nigga, that nigga bust so many nuts. He kept hollering, "You gotta go, you gotta go." I said, "Nigga, you sound like Seeley talking about Nettie going to school. I gotta go to school. I gotta go to school." Fuck that, nigga. Give me some of that hoe, bro. I ate that shit for breakfast, bitch. I ain't hungry. No, I be ready to munch the house down, nigga. I ain't even much hungry, bruh. And nigga said, "Oh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming." That shit was all on my motherfucking beard, nigga. Oh, when I tell you that shit was so motherfucking hot, bruh. That's all I want to let these hoes know, bruh. Like, these niggas got, like, fucked up. Bruh, I ain't eat, man. Fuck the straight boys. Fuck the fucking straight boys. I'm just that straight nigga trying to mess with me, nigga. I'm gonna chump that nigga off so bad, bro. Like, bro, get the fuck out of here, because you don't know what you want. I'm not finna bust no nut. As soon as you bust your nut, you done. Man, me and the butch queen. Man, I know I forgot how it was to fuck with the butch queens. All these, man, fuck all that trade shit. That's why I don't like trade. First of all, they want to treat you like you the thirsty sissy, like you the thirsty faggot. Want you to run over, crawl over to them and cater to their ass. Nigga, this old, musty, dusty, 5-minute dumb dick over here. Get that shit out of my face. Trade don't even last that long, bitch. This fucking sissy lasted 2 hours. In 45 minutes. Nigga, I lasted 2 hours and 45 minutes. So you know this little weak ass session your ass got, nigga. You can keep that weak ass bullshit. I promise you that, my nigga. The next nigga talking about suck his dick, nigga, please, bro, suck my dick, son. That's what I'm talking about. I like a straight boy who like to get down for real, real. But you don't even find nobody like to get down. These niggas want to just fulfill whatever the fuck they see on the fucking pornos. That shit so lame, bro. Fuck that, nigga. Real men, gay men have real sex. Fuck the bullshit. I don't know what that shit is I've been doing with these dumbass niggas. Baby, I'm going back to the butch queens. You heard me. Fuck the trade. Fuck the trade. I'm so happy. Oh, God, I'm so happy, bro. I promise you. Because I was just waiting on it anyway. Because, mind you, the last two, three pieces of trade I done had, bitch, I want to put my gun out on them niggas, draw down and rob their ass because they so fucking stupid. And they talking reckless out the side of their neck like somebody need that. I keep telling y'all, dick come every 15 minutes, just like the motherfucking martyr bus. You feel me? Ain't nobody got time to play with you, boy. Get the fuck on. Get the fuck on, nigga. Beat around the bush for what, nigga? I'm trying to beat your bush up, bitch. What's happening? That what I'm talking about. Shit, man, please. That shit so lame, bro. Oh, the next nigga with all them fucking hang. That nigga said, put your finger in it and run it up the crack of my head. Oh, when a nigga tell you to do some shit like that, you might as well go ahead on and do it. Hell, I finna take all my clothes off at one point in time. And then I came out, my do-rag done came off. I had one goddamn sock on. Boy, that shit was hellacious, my nigga. Somebody calling my phone. Hold on. Oh, that's him calling my motherfucking phone. Corey Davis. Oh, I ain't mean to say the name out loud. That's him calling my motherfucking phone right there. Shit, man. I'm loving that shit, bro. He talking about come back after I drop my son off. Man, I'm finna go in there, motherfucker. Shit shot with Shay. And I'm finna take this big dick back down to Riverdale and put it in them. Bro, that's what I tell you, man. Fuck y'all. Fuck you talking about, nigga. Fuck that. The Butch Queen's ready, nigga. What's up? Boy, the Trey's still on the phone trying to figure out if their girlfriend gonna take their baby to school or not. Nigga, that lame ass shit. Keep that shit over there with them sad ass bitches putting up with that bullshit. Taking care of y'all and all that shit. This nigga got 3 houses. 2 cars, run his own business. I'm with it. Keep doing the same shit I'm doing. You feel me? We doing the same motherfucking thing, getting our own motherfucking money, bro. That's what type of nigga I'm trying to mess with. I ain't got time for that. Just to put shit in perspective, one of my little trade pieces I call my little, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with him, but shit. Like, I bought that nigga for a 3.5, bro. I said, nigga, I'm going to give you this 3.5. I don't want you to call me no more. Don't text me no more. Stay the fuck away from me. And he like, oh, why? Because, nigga, it was that easy for me to buy you up out my life. Get the fuck on with your bum ass. Nigga, I bought you for a 3.5 a weed, nigga. The other nigga, let's see. I gave him furniture and all types of shit for his house because he ain't have nothing. All the shit that I didn't want. Nigga, you lied to me. To my face. And I ain't even asked you to lie to me, nigga. I ain't never lied to your ass about nothing. I ain't got to. We keeping it real with each other. Fuck, I got to lie to your ass for. Nigga, you lied to me about some shit I ain't even asked you to lie for. You know it's bad when you niggas call you to lie to you. That's some fucked up shit, nigga. You can't help me to lie to me, bruh. I asked you to do one thing, was help move my shit from my house onto my truck and from my truck to storage. That's it. Bitch, you just gotta have something to run your motherfucking weak ass mouth about and talk the whole goddamn time. Because, number one, you still ain't invited me to come over there with you and sit and chill and talk and spend the night and fuck you like I used to back in the day. Guess why you ain't done that? Because that bitch still there. Nigga, I didn't need you. I didn't need nowhere to stay, nigga. I'm Beans. You know who the fuck I am. I don't need you. I don't need your charity. I gave you somewhere to stay at one point in time, nigga. Fuck wrong with you, nigga. Bruh, look. Get the fuck from around me. I'm good on you. I didn't need you to lie to me like that. Like, I don't need that shit in my life. I don't need no disappointments. And you the biggest disappointment because you stay in my face lying. Stop lying to me, bitch ass niggas. So, I done wrote 2 of the ones that I couldn't get rid of off already. And this other one, this last one I got, nigga, he on the way, bro. He on the way because he's stupid. He's so negative, you know what I'm saying? And we all know how that negative shit work out with me. Nigga, I'm going to leave your ass alone like I left Derek alone. My ex-best friend, like I left that sad asshole alone because she ignorant and she's rude and she's negative all the time. I cannot deal with a negative ass bitch. It's not going to happen. And this last nigga, he acting, he real negative, so... I don't even deal with him like that no more anyway. But you know what I'm saying? He got some good whatever. But other than that, that's all he got going for him. Because hell, he stay broke. He owe me like $60. Hell. You can get your weak ass on somewhere, bro. I'm just tired of meeting these lame ass niggas that I gotta do shit for all the time. It's either take care of them, smoke weed with them, let them borrow some gas money for their cars, or help do something they can't do for themselves. And I'm feed them, hell, clothe them. I give them all clothes because, you know, I don't wear shit. My body's always changing. I'm always changing my looks, so I don't really be wanting this shit. I be giving this shit away to their asses. When I should have been giving it to a butch queen who could appreciate it. And then that nigga said, that nigga said, bro, you can't be eating this. And that nigga said, please come back. I said, baby, I am. Nigga, before we was done, that nigga was calling me daddy. I'm with it, man. Where has my gay life been? Somewhere trying to do some shit I know I don't like doing. What these weak ass fucking straight men? Man, fuck these straight niggas. And these married niggas. Fuck y'all. Because y'all need to be realizing the woman that y'all have at home. Because that ain't ever finna be me. I was fucking with this one nigga. And he gonna tell me he hated when I come back at him, yelling at him like, nigga, get your shit together. Or talking aggressive. I can't talk aggressive. Bitch, you ain't finna domicile me into submission when you ain't got shit. Bitch, you nigga ain't had nothing. I had to get this nigga. I had to give him $2-$3 so he can buy him a motherfucking three beers. Nigga, I had a whole case in my car. But because you drink this kind, which I don't know how you got a preference and you ain't got no money. But I gave him the $3 and go get what the fuck he wanted. $3.22. Yeah, I was interrupted yesterday. Well, this morning, rather. And I just want to say sorry about that. I got to end it well, end it right. And that was the current event, you know. Just, I decided to continue my podcast. And we're going to continue to do the guests and the featured people and stuff like that. But I'm about to kick it up a notch. And when we first started, I was trying to stay away from the whole what we going to talk about and what we going to do and all the other stuff. I just wanted us to have a candid conversation with our friends about what we was going through in life. But apparently that could be a little boring. So I guess we're going to have topics. I don't know. Topics should... I don't like the fact that we can't talk about what comes in our head. When I say that meaning, if we have a topic, we have to be on that topic the whole entire time versus us having just candid conversation. The The flow of the conversation to me will go better, honestly. The fluidity of it will definitely be a little bit better because we can talk about whatever comes in our head, whatever vibration that we happen to tune in with, which is really why I guess I don't really be podcasting like that. It's because it's a lot to, one, get people together, two, every time I ask somebody to do it, they say yes, and then they say, well, I'm not ready. Well, why do you have to be ready to have a conversation with your friend? Why do you have to be ready to have a candid conversation? Which means to get ready for a conversation with me means you're going to lie or you're going to formulate your answers or the way we have the conversation. Basically, because you know people are going to hear it. And that is what I'm trying to prevent. Like, I don't want to invite someone onto the show. They get ready, quote unquote, for the show. We do the show and everything that they tell us or everything that is disclosed through the conversation is a lie or is fabricated or it ain't true or is exaggerated. I don't like all that. Like, that's fake to me. So I'm having to do some restructuring. So, I mean, you know, my life is a motherfucking movie, baby. I hold back. I definitely hold back, even though it may not seem like I do. I definitely hold back. But I'm going to try to be able to bring raw, unfiltered content to you guys. And I want to be able to do it without, you know, so that it's able to actually be distributed and people could actually hear it and it could actually be worth listening to. Because nobody want to hear some ghetto bumpkin on here just talking about ghetto, you know, just shit to go through. But then again, you never know. Like, who's listening? They don't really show you who's listening. They just show you statistics. Could be exaggerated, but I doubt it. But they don't show you who's listening. So I don't know what people want to hear. I don't know what topics they want to talk about. Current events for me is what's going on in my life right now. You know, I've been honest. I've been real. But it ain't getting, it's not really getting the playback I want. So I don't really know. I mean, you know, my podcasts have went from often to pretty much seldom and far in between. So it's like, whenever I remember, I jump on. But to say, hey, I want to do a podcast, invite people on, everybody tell me they got to get ready. Before you know it, it's like, dun, 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 time to do the podcast. Nobody's available. No one answers their phone. I'm doing it myself. And instead of talking about how many times people upset me or aren't ready, I'd just rather not do it until I got something I want to talk about. And, you know, recently I lost someone very special to me. And it was just like, that's who I would tell stuff to. You know, that's who I would talk to. That's who always wanted to hear anything I had to say. You know, like, my friend was always, she would love to listen. I don't really have that no more. So I try to podcast, or, you know, it's just hard. It's hard because I don't really have I don't really have nobody to talk to. So I figured, hey, I could talk to the podcast, but you guys don't speak back enough. No one actually responds or leaves messages about what they want to hear me talk about. So, shit, I don't. I mean, I don't know. I'm definitely going to keep going, though. I figure, if not now, I will find it. I'll find my niche. I'll find my corner. We're going to etch this thing out, you know. Season 3, episode 8. We still ain't got it right, but we're going to get there. You know, I'm going to get there. Maybe I got to do some more promotion. Maybe I got to do some more listening to, you know. Maybe I need to go back and re-edit some. I don't know. But it's still in the forefront. Because it's proof, number one. It's proof that I was here. You know, it's proof that I was here. That's why I take pictures. That's why I podcast. That's why I post. That's why I do a lot of this social media shit. Because with all the necessary bullshit going on in the world, it's easy to get lost in the background. It's very easy to get lost in the background. With all the muck in today's world, it's a little easy to get lost, you know? And me podcasting and posting and taking pictures and doing what I do is just proof that I was here, you know? So one reason I didn't have too many pictures with me and my friend to look back at. I got a couple of videos. I didn't really have too many pictures. And now she's not around for me to take pictures with no more. And all I do is think about it. I think about it every day. My phone don't ring as much. It's just a lot. I love you, Riri. You know? But yeah, we in here. I'm out here. I'm about to go work on some of my designs, though, for my underwear and shit. I love y'all. Y'all stay up. Keep listening. Encourage your friends and family to listen. You know, yeah, I mean, you know, I just do it. I do it because I know somebody listening. They would have told me that. You know, y'all don't think this is funny, but it says, when I check my little profile or whatever, it says estimated audience 1. I went from like almost 1,000 to like 1. So I don't know how they get it that that's my estimated audience. I'm sure they can't pull stats from everywhere else, but I know it says 1. So at least I know 1 person's listening. If I could, if I'm relevant to 1 person, that means my job well done. So thank you, whoever that 1 person is. I appreciate it. I'm humbled in front of you. Would love to meet you one day. Well, let's see if we can get these numbers up, okay? Bless. Peace to the gods.